We are on Daf Chavtesim at Beis. Right after Mustama, 2/3 of the Amid, it says in the Mishnah, Avo layilmeid boi betchile, layikra acher imay. That someone else, when he's kairei the sefer, someone else should not be kairei with him. So the Gemara asks, Oremino, la yikra parshe v'yishane. We learned Tabaraisa, he should not lay the parshe and lay it over again. The Shit Mekebetzes brings down, sheshoye yoyser midai. That means the kriya also has to be at a quick pace. And if he's kairei mishanim, he reads it over again, so he shoye yoyser midai, and we don't want it open too long. V'lo yikra boy parshe v'yitargem. The same way, he should not be kairi the parsha and save the targum of it. Again, it's shoye yoyser midai. V'lo yiftach bo yoyser migimel dapim, and he shouldn't open it up more than gimel dapim at a time. V'lo yikru bo yishloisho b'nei odom b'krach echo. Three people should not lain at it at one time. That's what it says in the Baraisa. Oshnayim koirin. But it would seem that two people are permitted to be koirei at the same time. And here, in our Mishnah, it says that two should also not be koirei. Leikra acharimoi. So we have here a stira from the Mishnah to the Baraisa. Omar Abaye loikashe. Kan be'inyon echot, kan b'shnei inyonim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, be'inyon echot, the parsha achas, if the both of them are being kairei, the same parsha is ain kairei. Because, so each one will pull it himself, they both want to see what it says there, so that could bring about a kilkul to the sefer. Bishnei in your name, but if each one is kairei a different inyim, ze bedav ze, vze bedav ze kairim. Then they could lay, loyosi lishmute mehadodi, then they won't schlep one from the other, because each one has his own daf to look at. So memele, so there's no problem. So it comes out, our mission is speaking about Be'inyan Echot, so then two people should not lay one daf together, because they will compete to see who can schlep the daf to him, and that will bring about a kilkul to the sefer. The Baraisa is speaking about Shnei Inyonim, that there are two dafim, and each one is laying his own daf. So Mamela, there's no competition, there's no pulling, there's no tugging, and therefore the Baraisos too are permitted to lay. So the Teres Chaim asks, so why are three not permitted to lay? If two are permitted by two inyonim, so three should be permitted by three inyonim, by three dapin. That's the Teres Chaim's Kasha on Rashi. Now Yeshua says, three people, even if it's three in Yonim, but if you have three people involved, you have to satisfy three people, the Zikha will somehow be a tugging, which would bring about a kilku for the Sefer. Zakta Gemara Vaita, Motza Ksus, Menara Echad Lushloi Shemyayim. We hear in the Mishnah that if one finds a ksus, so should he shake it out once in 30 days. L'meimra, the neyer, malilo. That neyer is something good for the beggar. It benefits the beggar. But Rabbi Yochanan had said, Mi sheyesh leigardi umen b'seich b'seich. A person who has in his house a professional weaver is yinayr ksusay b'chol yoy. So he can permit himself to shake out his beged each day, even though this will bring about a kiloyin of the beged, because if you shake it out each day, the beged will get used up quickly. But if he has a professional weaver in the family, and whenever he needs a suit, there's no problem, so he can do it. Yinayk susim b'cholye. Al koponim, we see from Rabbi Yochanan that a kneel tmidi is detrimental to the beged. And here the Mishnah seems to say, l'toivas ha-beged, one should be menayret. So Omri, so the Gemara answers, I'll tell you a terence. B'chol yoyim koshilo. That's 100% true. Rabbi Yochanan was very medayik b'shoinai. That if he wants, if he has a professional weaver, he can shake it out every day. Every day is very detrimental to the beggar. Echad l'shloishim yoyim, but once in 30 days is malilov, is beneficial for the beggar. That's one teretz. Iboy yisayim, I'll tell you another teretz, loikash, it's also not a kash. Ho bechad v'ho betrei. And if one person is shaking out the beged, so that's not detrimental to the beged. But betray, if two people are shaking out the beged, then there's a pulling and tugging involved, and that is detrimental to the beged, and that is takeos. Iboy yisayim aloikash, and I'll also tell you a third tale. Ho biyoda v'ho bechutra, that if he's shaking it out by banging it with a stick, that is detrimental to the beggar. If he's only using his hand to shake it out, that is not detrimental to the beggar. Niboy yisayim, I'll tell you a fourth teretz, loikasha ho b'da'amre ho b'dekisne. It matters with what material the beggar is made out of. If the beggar is made out of wool, so then it's detrimental to the beggar. Wool tears. But the kisne, if it's made out of linen, so it seems linen is a stronger material and will not be affected by the shaking out of the beged. Let us see Rashi. Mi sheyesh leigardi umen bebeisoi, sheyerig leitaliseis hadoshes tomet. He is a professional weaver that can weave from him new talisos consistently. Yenayik susay b'chol yoyim, limadnu derech eret, the niyor koshalo, that niyor is detrimental to the beggar. So the Gemara says, b'chad v'odom echad, ein ne'uray koiro. So one person shakes it out, so that will not tear the beggar. Shnayim ho'ichnim b'shnei rosheom, Umenarim Mamaskan Oisa Yoisa Midai Bikoshala. By two it's difficult for the beg. The Amra Koshala Shenim Teches Pnikras. It stretches and it tears. Zok the Gemara Baita. Now since we said a member of Rabbi Yochanan the Binyoni derech eretz, practicality, what one should do with a beged. So the Gemara is going to bring down other mamorim of Rabbi Yochanan, which also spoke about binyoni derech eretz. Which Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kaso de charshin, uloi kaso de poishin. Rabbi Yochanan said that it is less detrimental to drink a kais that mechashefois did their kishif on the kais, which there is definitely a tzad of sakona, but it is, the sakona there is less than the sakona of you had a kais that was warmed up, a kais Rashi learns here, speaking about a kais of water, that was warmed up partially. be warmed up partially and not completely bringing it to a boil. So somehow this is detrimental to the one who drinks it. There's a sakonas haguf. And this is worse than a sakona of kishuv. V'loy amoron elo bekli matris. That is Zadkif who was warmed up in a kli matris, was not brought to a boil, was only partially warmed up. So the water there is not healthy. Avo bekli cheres, but if a person warmed up water, and they only brought it to a shir of poishin, but it wasn't a kli cheres, less lambo. So then there's no problem, there's no danger in drinking that water. The klimatres nami leyamoron ella the leitzuyes. How we said a klimatres is dangerous to drink from the water, that is, if it's not brought to a boil. Avo the tzuyes less lumbo, but if it's once brought to a boil, even though now it is only warm, but that what it came to was brought to a boil, that will take away the danger of drinking the water. V'loy amoron elod v'shoda be'tzidia. That what we said, that water that was cooked up partially is a danger to drink. That is dafke if it's plain water, no herbs, no psamim were put into the water, so plain water that is warmed up partially is a danger to drink. But if there's some herbs in the water, less lambo, so then there's no danger to drink the water. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, kaso decharshin, noyach lishtois, it is preferable to drink kois shel machashepois, mikois shel mayim poishin, than to drink a kois of mayim poishin. Aidi, the Airi, Bimili, the Rabbi Yochanan built, the Derech Eretz, since we started, he brought us to the Mili, the Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchos Derech Eretz, about shaking out a beged, Noket, Hani, Shmaita, that's why he brings these in Yonam also. Tzuyet, Rusach, if it came to a boil. Zivye, Kol Dovo, Shenoisnim, Lusay, Hamashk, anything you put into a mashke, or a sabin, or a tavlin, or ikre besomim, kori tibye. So these three things, if they were put into the water, so it's not plain water, so even though one warmed it up partially, in a klimatris, there's no sakona. Now another member of Rabbi Yochanan and Hilchos Derech Eretz. Mi sheinich lei oviv mois arbe. Someone that his father left him over a lot of money. V'roitze la'abdom. He wants to do pu'ulas to make sure that he'll get rid of it quickly. So the three eighths is what he can do, and he'll see the money will disappear very quickly. Number one, Yilbash Bigdei Pishtan. You should wear Bigdei Pishtan, which we'll see is expensive and very delicate. It doesn't last too long. Vishtamesh Bekli Zechuchis. And he should only use Kli Zechuchis, glass kalim. Vishker Poyalim. And he should hire workers. Val Yeshe Vimon. But he should not be with them when they're working, and if he doesn't watch them and they'll do what they want to do, he'll see that his rechush will leave him very quickly. Now the Gemara explains. Yilbash bekli pishtom bekisne rumaisa. So this is a very delicate type of linen, and it uses up very easily, some amela, so this is a very inexpensive material to use for begodim. Bishtamesh Bechli Zechuchis Zogisa Chivalta. This is a white Kli Zechuchis. This, it seems, this is very expensive, and it doesn't last too long. The Yisker Payalim Bal Yeshev Imon Teguma B'Toyre D'Nofish Seidayu. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi V'Roitze La'abdon L'Lamdeinu Bo. He wants to teach us Shlo Yargil Odom B'Kach. A person should not do any one of these three things. Sha'oisa Eile Ma'abed Maher Hoin Rach. He could very quickly lose a tremendous fortune. Kisna Rumaise, the mayhem you call it, the etzem material is very expensive. Umemarim lachalois, and they get ruined very quickly. Tirgema lahach schiris the payalim, that what he said, he should not be around when the payalim are working, not speaking about all cases, only certain cases. V'toyrei v'poyelim ha-manhigim b'shvori balabayis. These workers are guiding the shvorim, the oxen of the balabos. D'nofish seidayu. And there's a tremendous hefse. So Rashi gives us a whole commentary over here. Sheroiv avoidas karkoi shalehem b'shvorim ha'isa. Most of the avoidas ha'karka they did was with shvorim. Af charishes ha'kromim u'betzirosam. That means when they used to plow the vineyards, and at the same time it seems they used to gather the grapes from the vineyard, is manhigim kli amachishe ba'agola. So there was a wagon. The wagon was used to store the grapes, the clusters that were plucked. And attached to this wagon was a kli amachishe. So they did two things at one time. They were gathering, harvesting the grapes, and at the same time plowing the earth. Manhigim kliya machishe ba'agola. There was a kliya machishe, there was a plow that was together with the wagon. Ben shurei sakeren im ha'boitzrim. That means others were harvesting the grapes, and then there was this wagon was going along that the clusters of grapes should be put into the wagon. At the same time, they were plowing the earth around the kromim. Bagola ben shuris hakerem im habaitzrim. They were to do together with those that were harvesting the grapes. V'naisnim shamano. L'fichoch, imein habaylam aleyem, if the baylam are not together with them, yesh hefsed godol, will become about a tremendous hefsed. Why? Shein derech ha-poyalim loches al-akerem v'al-ashvorem. The poyalim, it doesn't bother them what's going to happen to the shvorem, what's going to happen to the kerem. They have a job to do, they just have to plow the karka around the vines, and that's what they have to do. But they are careless about what will happen to the kerem or to the shvorim. Umanhigim oisom alakfanim, and since they're careless, so they'll be manig the shvorim over the kfanim, v'alanetis. Vehem iskalkalin, and therefore the whole vineyard will become iskalkal. Vashvorim, and the shvorim gufan ischovim and ishborim. The shvorim, their feet get entangled in the vines, and they're gonna break their feet, and some mele, there's a tarti l'reyesin. you hired workers to improve the kerem, to plow the kerem, but by doing this and not standing around them and watching them and guiding them, you're going to end up with a ruined kerem and with shvarim which were genizik from this pula. This is Rashi's pshat, and Rashi was geiris v'turi. V'turi dinofish pseidayu. So it comes out that the member of Rabbi Yochanan, he was speaking about, you should stick around the payalim, and it doesn't mention really what the hefset is. Means Rashi gave a whole Megillah that no much the problem, so they won't watch the Kerem and they won't watch the Shvorim, and both will be Genizik. Rabbeinu Chananu Gores B'Tavri Perish Poyalim Shemelichim HaShvorim Lachrishim. Now we're speaking about a certain type of Poyal. The poyel, who is the one that plows together with the shvorim. Ve'ein ma'amikim ha'machrishe, and if there's no one standing over their head, so ma'mela, mistamed is a difficult job to put pressure on the machrishe. The shvorim are pulling the machrishe, but it seems these poyelim have to go and put pressure down on the machrisha to make sure that it goes deep into the karka. If the bailam are not around, so they don't do their work properly, vein ma'mikim ha'machrisha shloisha tochen, so memele, so there's an inferior plowing, vein ha'zer ha'niklat heite, so memele you have a hefzer that the new crop will not grow properly since the karka was not plowed properly. Shaitcha litzoircha avoloi likvoidoi. Now, in the Mishnah says that there's an inyan to spread out the beged, to spread out the beged, litzoircha, Avoloi likvoidoi. So the Gemara clears a shaila. I boye lohu letzoyer choy ul tzoyer cho mai. What will the din be if, that means the Mishnah speaks about two extremes. The Mishnah speaks about that he should be sheiteyach letzoyer cho. That the shituach should be letzoyer chabeget. That's one halacha. The second halacha, it says, v'loy lechvoidoy. It should not be for himself. It should be for the beged and not for himself. So now the Gemara clears, what if we have in one pu'ule, there is a dual intent. It's letzoycho and letzoychoy and letzoycho. What is the din? The Mishnah didn't speak about this. So the Gemara first wants to be medayik this halacha from the Mishnah. Toshma. Shoitcho litzoycho. So let's be medayik the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the only heter shticha is litzoycho. Litzoycho in. Ho litzoycho yu litzoycho loy. The Gemara says you can't be medayik from the Mishnah. This is not a dik, it's aim a sefer. Avoloi lichvoidoi. It says, when is it also? If he's doing it only lichvoidoi. Lichvoidoi hu deloi. Oletzoycho, oletzoychoi. Shaper domi. Alamor leke lemish mamino. So the Gemara says, we cannot be medayik from the lishaynis of the Mishnah. The Mishnah zich about speaking about two extremes that the tzoycho is mechuyev to do, the tzoychoi it's also. Now this shaila if the pule is done, letzarechoy uletzarechom, which is our shaila, we can't be medayik from the Mishnah. Now, I'd first like to learn the Gemara, the whole Gemara. Where Rashi learned the Gemara, Tosfos has a different mahalach in the shaila. Now let us just understand what are the tzdodei hashaila? What are the tzdodei hashaila? Why should it be yosa? Why should it be muta? The tzad that it should be yosa is because he's a sheil shlei medas, which is a gospel. That means you have no right. You found a beged. You found a beged, and so the din is als shomer aveide. You mechuyev to be sheiteich the beged. Mechuyev to be sheiteich the beged. Fine. So that's als yochiyev to take this beged and use it for your own purpose also. What right do you have to use it for your own purpose? You didn't borrow the beged. You never got permission from the Baalim. So you're a shoyel shaloi medas. And a shoyel shaloi medas is a din of a gazla. So the tzad of letzoy choy u letzoy cho, that should be also, the tzad that it's also is because you've no right to use someone else's beged, let's say. What is the tzad that it should be muta? The tzad that should be muta, l'chayre, is I'm not doing a separate pula. I'm doing one pula. I mean, fashteitzach, if I take Yenim's beged and I spread it out for my own purpose, that's what right here to take Yenim's beged and derive benefit from it. You're a sheirush lemedas and you're a gazla. But here the shituach is necessary for the beggar. So it is letzayrech a beggar. Now I'm also deriving benefit b'shas mais. So perhaps this is mutter. This is not considered I'm using his beggar. With this one pool, I'm deriving benefit also. So l'chayrech, that is the two stodim of the Gemara. Now, before we go into the sugya, there's a Mordeke Kashe from the Rishonim. Tosfos also asks this Kashe. And because of this Kashe, Tosfos learns a completely different pshat in the Gemara. But there's a Mordeke Kashe. Is it Meklenga, Shaila, Letzorechoy, Letzorechoy, is it Mutter, is it Osa? We learned before that Kairi Bo'achas L'Shloishim Yoyim, a person found a Sefer Torah, some of Mele, it's either Goyle Lo or Kairi Bo. So he's also deriving benefit from it. But since this Pula is a Pula which is beneficial for the Sefer, some of Mele, you're permitted to do it. So there's a Mele the Kekashi from the Rishayim. So what's the Shaila of the Gemara? By Kriyas HaSeifer, there's no problem. And here all of a sudden, by Shituach HaBeged, more close the Shaila. So the Gos Motchai asks this Kashe, the Ran asks this Kashe. So let us just say a few terutzim on this Kashe, so we'll be able to understand the sugya perhaps a little better. So the Gos Mordechai says, by Kairi law, you have to open up the Sefer, you have to begoyle it. You can be either begoyle it or open it up, which is also Kairi bo. Now, when he's Kairi bo, he's doing a mitzvah. So there's an ansadi, the nechalei, the levit inish mitzvah b'mamayne. That means like this, stamazoi to take my sefer Let's say if I have a pekod masayifa, there's no such thing. Nechilei l'nishlam eved mitzvah b'mamayim. Sorry. Using a seifa involves potential damage to the seifa. So there's no nechuse. But over here, I have to open up the seifa. I'm doing it for you. So memele, if while I'm doing the spula from you, I'm doing a mitzvah also, and that is the nechilei l'nishlam eved mitzvah b'mamayim. That means, I mean, it has to be opened up. So there is an ansadi that the Bala Sefer Zichar Nichad Rikah learning. He's doing a mitzvah. But over here, when he shaiteach the beged, no mitzvah to be lebe shaiteach, even though in one pu'ule, you're doing it le tzoyecha, but this is not a mitzvah. I'm sorry. It's called, you're using my beged. So Mamele, here there's a tzad, that's called a Sheo Shloi Medas, and you call the Gaz. That tells the Agos Mokai says, and the Chedush Yeran says. There's a Meiredike Rabbeinu Tam, the Agos Mokai brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, and it's in a different tarot. The Rabbeinu Tam says that our Gemara is speaking about that when he shaytech the beged, he needs it for himself. That means, let us say, for practical purposes, he spreads out a beged. He found a tablecloth. So he has to spread out the tablecloth. Now, when he spreads out the tablecloth, we'll see soon as he's getting company. He has to cover the tablecloth also, if my name is. The company is coming. He has to cover the tablecloth. If you would not spread out this tablecloth, yeah, he would have to get a different tablecloth. I mean, the company's coming. He has to cover the table. It's not menschlich to have company without a covered table. So he has to cover the table. So memele, that's called letzorchoy. That means I need a tablecloth. If I wouldn't have the mitzia, I would have to go to a neighbor and borrow a tablecloth. That's called I'm using his tablecloth. So the shells, are you allowed to use it? Good. You have to spread it out for the tablecloth, but if it's for your tzair, it could be this is called guest. And the Gemara that says, Koireilo, Zutterabeinu Tam, and Shulvet Rabbi, I have 20 Sefer Tairis. I don't need your Sefer Tairis to be Koireilo. I don't need it. So Memele, that what it says, but I have to be, I can be Koireilo, fine. So that's not called, I'm using your Sefer Torah. I'm not using your Sefer Torah. I don't need your Sefer Torah. That is not called Litzoyer Choy. I don't need it. I have 20 Sefer Torahs. But Lamai said, I have to go knock on your Sefer Torah. I might as well be Mavasad with your Sefer Torah. I'll go upon him. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam's Torah. So many times I'm going to get Torah. The sugya before, that Koireibo is speaking about, he's not using it at all. I don't need it. So that's called, it's being done, Letzairech, the Sefer, even though I'm deriving, that's not called, I'm using your Sefer Torah, because I don't need your Sefer Torah. Our Sugi is speaking about, I need a tablecloth. And that's called, I'm using your tablecloth. But this has to be done for the tablecloth also. So this is the Shaila of the Gemara. Is this called? It's one pu'ule. With one pu'ule, two things are occurring. The tablecloth is benefiting and I'm benefiting. Do we say since it had to be done side by side, so it's not called I'm using your thing, I'm not considered a sheo shaloi medas? Or maybe not. If you're deriving benefit from it, you are a sheo shaloi medas. This is the shaila according to Rashi. Now, we have in the Mishnah that by Kalim, Kli Kesa, Betli Nechashis, Mishtamishpem, there's also a problem. Mishtamishpem uses it. He uses it. So here the Chedush Yaran says something very interesting. The Chedush Yaran says, you have to understand, these Kalim, if they will not be used, Rashi says they're buried in the ground. That's the Shemira, they're buried in the ground. If you won't use them, they can get rusty. and wouldn't be a big job to get rid of the rust. So memele, it's worthwhile but to use them to prevent, but that means you have two alternatives. Don't use it, but then it'll get rust. You have a big job then to clean it up. Or if you use it, lefrokim, then it won't get rusty. So memele, this is, he's allowed to use it. He's allowed to use it, and she's allowed to use it because the using, when he uses the kalim, that prevents rust. So let him use it. I mean, that's one of the two. Either don't use it and you'll have rust on it. And then you'll have a big job getting rid of it. Let him use it. So then it's a dan sadi. That he should use it because I know what the alternative is going to be. I mean, that means if he's using it, he puts hot things in it or whatever it is, the case he's using. The usage is helping the bailam that it won't get rusty. So memela, the bailam is ichamaskim. Here we have a case of a beged. I don't need your tzairich. The beged has to be spread out. Good. Spread it out. Why do you derive benefit from it? It's not a mitzvah. That is the shaila, according to Ragos Motrein. It could be according to Rashi also. So we wanted to be medaik from the Loshainis of the Mishmah. Says it can't be medaik with the steer the Kediyukim. So to the Moravite, Toshma, Loyishtechenu, Loyal Gabi Mita, talking about a beged, a tablecloth. Loyishtechenu, Loyal Gabi Mita, Loyal Gabi Mogaid. It's a type of a peg you hang it around. Litzolchoy. Agishtachenu agabi mitav agabi mogayt litzolcho. Fine. Okay, this is not telling us anything. Nizdamdu loy ochen. What happens in his company? Loyishtachenu loy agabi mitav loy agabi mogayt. Bein litzolchoy. Bein litzolcho. Now, here the Gemara found it's talking about a God company, and he's not allowed to spread it out l'tzeicha. Now, why is he not allowed to spread it out l'tzeicha? Now, let's see what Rashi says. He's dam l'loyeichem kasal kedaitach taima mishum the miskabed behem ve'ika l'tzeicha or l'tzeicha. That means, even though he's spreading it out, let's say, Baruch Hashem is a calendar, every 30 days he has to spread it out. He spread it out, and then he got Oichem today, and Baruch Hashem, and Mamish, Hashem, Epsayim Hashem, now he has already, he's Niskabed, but that already is called, even though I did it, let's say, but I'm deriving benefit from it. Rashi in Psochem that Chavov Medbein says, Af al gav to letzoycho, he did it letzoycho, I know leyefsha, I have to spread it out today. Abahoyel umiskavin lehiskabeg bishel chabeyra boyech. Abavinish dvi, he has a very nice tablecloth. Choshev lei gezel ba'osam. That's called gezel. Lamaisa, you're using my tablecloth. You're doing it l'tzercha, but you're deriving benefit from my tablecloth, and even though you're doing it l'tzercha, it's also it's niskaven lehiskabe, and that's called amaisa gezel. Amayu dikazach. So you see clearly that it's hosam. So the Gemara says, nah, that's not pshat. Shiny hosam, the mikli kolila. When you have company, the shum oifen, don't spread out anything in the eyes of the company because you're burning it. You're ruining it. Why? Im yishum eina, im yishum gandvi. That means you have company. So this is your mazik, this beggar. Today is the day, you have to push it off another day. the company will see it, either it's a very nice tablecloth, there'll be an ein hara, and that is mazik it, or there'll be ganav, they see such a nice tablecloth. So when company comes, you make sure not to spread it out. That's the reason why it's also. That when you're miskabed, that could be is mutter. Zot Rashi, shani hosam de kakali lo, bishtiche zu hu sirfo. He's burning it. Oma hu sreifos, how is he burning it? Imishum aina, shetishlat pa aim ro shaloichem. Imishum ganvi, penignevu oichem. So Meila, there's a different reason, the Gamma. So the Moravaita, Toshma, now, Rashi wants, this is speaking about an Egla Rufa. Ichniso Leravko Vidosho Ksheiro. A person had an Egla, which is also to do Avaida with. Leravko Rashi learns Pshat, that, he used to tie by the next together three shvorim, four shvorim. They used to be tied together and they used to walk in a pair. They used to walk in pairs. It used to be dosh the tvur. Now, ichniso leravka, now he had an egel over here, an eglo, and he wanted it. That it shouldn't run around. So Mameli tied it together with all the other behemoths. Vidosho. And it was dosh, and they're dosh the tour. They're walking back and forth. It's also dosh. It's also was dosh the tour. Kshero. So it's kosher. It's not called that he did an avoida with it. It's called Bishvil Shetinek Vetidach. But what is that he brought in this egla with the mother? The mother was Dashtatur. He brought in the egla. It should be Yainik from the mother. And at the same time, it will be Dashtatur also. Psula. Then it's possible. Rahocha de Letzerchai o Letzerchahu Oktani Psula. So here we see clearly, that was your shayla, doing one maise with two intents. So the shayla is this considered a different maise, or since the summer mail is considered like I'm doing two maise, and one maise I'm doing for myself, so it's a maise shayla. Well no, it's one maise, I have another intent, so I have another intent. So, but that doesn't make it like I'm doing a maise shayla. Here we have, he brought the egla in to be yainik from the mother. He didn't bring the egla in to be dosh. He's happy it's dosh. But he didn't bring the egla to be dosh, he brought the egla to be yainik, and also be dosh also. So we see it's considered like he did an avoida with the egla. And it's called Bishvil Shatinik Vatidesh Psula. So the Gemara, Vahacha, Dilitzaychoi, Ulitzaychohu, Uktani Psula, and it says Psula. So we see clearly that it's possible. So the Gemara says, Na, Shani Hosam Dama Kraashalai, Ubad Bo Mikomoka. No. Not he did anything. He brought it in, it should be Yoine. It's not called he brought it in to be Dosh. He brought it in to be Yoine. But Lamaise, it was Dosh. So since Lamaise, it was Dosh, so a Malacha was done with it, so it's possible. Ashalayubad bar mikol mokim, Lamaise, a Malacha was done with it. Frech the Gemara, ooh, if you're telling me that by Egla Rufe, not the psul is that I did a Malacha with it. Abi, a Malacha was done, it's possible. Yochi afilu reisha nami, so the reisha also, chnisa l'ravka, v'dosho k'sheira. There it says, he brought it together, and it was dosh, and it's kosher. Are you telling me it's ubad bo mikol moke? So the Gemara answers, halidom ye elo lohodis na. Shochin aleho oif sheira. It says, this is speaking about a Torah Dume, as she says, Shochin aleho oif, so an oif went and rested on a Torah Dume, sheira. Olo aleho zocho, psulo. If a zocho went on the, wanted to be marbia, the para is psula. So we have over here a case that two animals were mishtamish with a para dume. Shochen oleho oif. An oif wanted to rest on the para dume. Went on the para dume and rested on it. It's kosher. Olo oleho zocho. The zocho wanted to be marbia the para. And it rested also on the pore, psul. So what is the difference between the first case and the second case? My time, kinder apope. The omar apope. Apope said, iksiv ubat. If it would have said uba, asher, the ksiv would have been with a vav. Vikorinon ubat, and the kri is also with a vav. So that means the Pasuk tells us that if Malachi was done with it, it's possible. Hava mina afilu memeila. Then the Malachi would be, Shochen aleho oif is also possible, because a Malachi was done with it. An oif rested on the por adume, so it's ubat, a Malachi was done. The iksiv ubat. Ukarina Novat, if the Ksiv would be over. And the Iksiv ova, if it would say ova, which it does say ova, the Karina ova, and the Kri would also be ova. Havamine ad the ova be'iu. So memele, then he has to do it. So then in both cases it would be muta. Ola zocho, he didn't do anything. The zocho wanted to be marbiya the pore. So then in both cases it would be muta. It said ashalei ova. He didn't do a malach. It was ubat. It was done. The oif wanted to be shochin. The shir wanted to be malbia. Yeah. Abahashto d'chsiv ubat. Okerin and ubat. But now there's a ksiv and a kri. The ksiv is ubat. So if you look at the ksiv means that he has to do it. And the kri is ubat. And it was done. Hash the seed ovad, karinen ubad, beinen ubad, dumye the ovad. So now I need to be mekayim the kri and the ksiv. Ma ovad the nichele, af ubad the nichele. So that is lemaise da loche by poradum. By poradum it's not considered I'm doing. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya before Chnisa l'Ravko. It's b'shvil shetinik v'tidish. That's called I brought in the egla to be dosh. Even though I also brought it in to be yoinik, but it's called, you consider like two pulas. So the Gemara says no. It could be not considered two pulas. You can't be patient b'chlal from this thing. Egla rufa and poraduma are unique. There the psul is, if it was done, afilo you didn't do it. And there's a nichuse, mitzad, the bailam, that it was done, so it's also possible. So, memele, you cannot be poishet. Your shaila from eglaruf and poradum. Zokrashi. Ichni, ichni so le ravko, meg la rufe koi. Ravke kupla balaz, shemedavkim sholish behimis, oyabo betzavareim zuetzel zu, vidoshim adishe, and then all together, this, the couple together, and they dosh. Sheira, hoyel vloy niskaven shetidek, she had no intent that she did dosh. Was dosh. Vimishvil shetinek vetidosh, shahoysa imo dosha. The mother was dosh. Vihichnes as abas lusom shetinik, that it should be yoinik from the mother, vahnis kabne shetidosh, it should be dosh also, psul. So the Gemara says, so we see that what, le tzoycho is possible, it's considered like he did it. The Gemara says, holy dom yitiruzi, shochen ala oif bepor adumikoi, ol ala zocho psulom, Shanema asher loy olo aleha oil. Vesanya oil, ainli yalla oil. How do you know another aliyah? There's also some seches oite. Vahai ichnisa, some emele. Vahai ichnisa lechavka vedosho lenichaleibo. There is no nechusa whatsoever. This disha is irrelevant to him. Damili shochne leoif. Just like Shochan Ele'oif, also there's no Nichuse whatsoever. So then here there's also no Nichuse. Let us just learn a little further. Kli Kesef, Kli Nechoshesh, Mishtamish Behem. Tona Rabban. Hamoitzi Kli Eitz, Mishtamish Behem, Bishvil Shelo Yirkevu. You can put hot liquids in it, but you can't put it on ice. It rubs it out, it makes it thinner. It makes it black, it tarnishes it. A grave is for kardume is mishtamish ben barach, something soft, nabaloi bekoshe, im neishem avchisom, lizo vekliskuchis lehikabem ad shiyobi eliyob. Now, kederech sha'omru ba'veide, kach omru bepikodin, same thing, by pikodin also, he should make these shimushim. Like the Gemara, pikodin maya viditeke bay, why should he do these shimushim? The Bailam are around, let the Bailam do it. I'm just ashamed to watch it. Amaravada Bachom Amarabshashis. Pikodin sholchu Bailam Dinas Hayom, so the Bailam are not around. So then it's mutal on the Shema to make the Shimushim also the Tevis Abayim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi Mishtamish Ben Bechamen, Mechoshkin Betzayna. Olo Yideyu, Leitin Akli Alohu. A greifeis, a dilish, that's a shovel, a sui ligreif akireis, to shovel out from the ovens, a lahafrish tainim, and a nubokim, to separate the tainim which are attached together. Shemafris and poidma, my bitit egabei, my loyli shtamish boy, dobei bailov, be shtamish boy, let the bailim be mishtamish, why should he do it? The Gemara says, shalcho bailayim lemdinas hayom.